Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Yeah, and all of us too. So, yes, we're here on the radio, and I mainly bring music. I don't talk a lot, a little bit, but sometimes I get on a rant, but mostly it's music. So today I've recorded an interview with Sarah McQuaid, and we'll be bringing you that after one of her tracks. And she's going to be in Sheffield next Monday, the 15th, at the Samuel... Oh, I knew I'd blow it. I think it's the Samuel Worth Chapel. It's in the Sheffield Cemetery, just right along Cemetery Road. Anyway, I'll definitely make sure I've got that information correct. But we're going to start off with a track of hers called One Sparrow Down, then the interview, and then Sweetness and Pain, and What Are We Going to Do? And it's all Sarah McQuaid. So here goes, One Sparrow Down.
There's a sparrow at my window and he's spoiling for a fight. He's attacking his reflection and he's puffing out with pride. He doesn't see the cat who's watching from the windowsill inside. She stares at him intently with her gorgeous golden eyes while he flaps and struts and chatters in a futile exercise. He can't banish the invader, though he tries and tries and tries. He could have built himself a nest instead of battling the stranger, but the image in the window pane is all that seems to matter. It's his enemy, a nemesis to hate and fear forever. The cat is plump and glossy, she's prepared to bide her time until the sparrow falls exhausted to the ground. And then she stands and stretches out her back and takes herself outside. She pads across the grass to find him, she never makes a sound. One sparrow down.
Okay, today I've got a guest, Sarah McQuaid, who is going to be in Sheffield. And Sarah, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Sure. I live in Cornwall. If my accent doesn't sound like a Cornish accent, that's because I was born in Spain, which is where my father was from, raised in Chicago, which is where my mother was from, moved to Ireland, which is where my husband was from and where my kids were born, and then moved to Cornwall 18 years ago. So I've been in Cornwall 18 years now. I'm pretty well settled here. Yeah.
Pretty nice.
And I sing, I write songs, I play guitar, keyboards, a little bit of both acoustic and electric guitars and keyboards and a little bit of drum. Sometimes more than one at the same time, and I'm going to be playing in Sheffield soon.
Well, that's on September 15th, I believe.
Yeah, it is. It's at the Monday, the 15th of September. It's at the Samuel Worth Chapel, and which is part of the general cemetery in Sheffield, and it's part of the festival, the Nether Edge Festival, which is going on all that week. So it's really nice to be invited to be part of that.
Yeah, I used to live near there and I saw that chapel, I guess, before it was being used, and I guess it's been restored, and I'm really curious to go myself.
Yeah, it looks interesting. I've never done a gig in a chapel in a cemetery before, so this will be a first. Looking forward to it.
Why not? Okay. Well, let's see. You've done 7 albums now. By any chance, was the first one self-published or?
Well, actually, funnily, the first one had a few permutations. I self-released it, and then it was re-released via Gwaelin Records in Ireland, and then it was further re-released by a company called Round Tower Records, which then went out of business, and then I managed to claw it back again. I've mostly been self-releasing since, although a few of my albums were licensed to another no longer extant record company, sadly, really, really, really nice company called Waterbug Records, based in Chicago. A guy called Andrew Calhoun used to run that, but that's no more as well. So now I think I'll be sticking with self-publishing from here on out. It seems to be safer.
Yeah, my first book, I had to do that because I couldn't find a publisher in the States. I thought so many publishers, there's bound to be one, but at first there wasn't. And in the meantime, my book came out in German and French and Swedish and Danish before I finally got a U.S. publisher. So it was.
Yeah, with books, I think it's a bit different to the situation with albums. With albums, there's no real stigma these days, I don't think, attached to self-publishing. That's not so much true in the book industry. In fact, with books, they kind of call it vanity publishing, you know? So it's really good to have a publisher. I do have a publisher for a guitar tutor book that I wrote way back in 1995, before I'd even made an album. I wrote this guitar tutor, and it was on a company initially on a company called Ossian Publications, based in Ireland, and then it got picked up by Novello and Company through their outlet Music Sales, and then Hal Leonard picked it up, and it's still published by Hal Leonard, which is fantastic. It's actually still in print, which isn't the case for a lot of music tutor books published in 1995, and still selling, and I actually get quarterly royalty payments. How about that? Isn't that amazing?
Yes, I used to love
So
to get
rare.
those. They sort of come in and, oh, I forgot I was getting that. And it was a little surprise.
It is gift that keeps on giving. It's
Oh, I love
wonderful.
it. So your Walking into White album was inspired by author Arthur Ransom. Can you tell a little bit about that?
This is back in the reason we're talking about Walking into White is that I've just released an archival project. My wonderful manager and sound engineer was going through some old hard drives and discovered that he'd actually captured a really, really good live recording of a concert that I did back in 2015, which is the year that the Walking into White album came out. I've made two more official albums since then. If we dig any deeper, it could get dangerous, which was produced by Michael Chapman and came out in 2018, and then the St. Buryan Sessions, which came out in 2021. And then, as I say, I've been working towards a new album, but it hasn't, I haven't been able to get round to recording one as yet. And in the meantime, Martin found this archival recording. And the Walking into White album, which came out in 2015, as you say, several of the songs in it were inspired by the Swallows and Amazons series by Arthur Ransom. And I really felt like with that album, I'd made an album that was almost like a concept album, and it really seemed to flow. And so to try and make sure people heard it in order, which doesn't often happen in this streaming age, you know, people, everything's on shuffle, you know, and random. And so I decided to, that year I went out, and for the whole year that I was touring that year, I performed the entire album live, track for track, start to finish, is the first half of every show. And it worked really well. And luckily, I we neither of us were had really realized, we certainly didn't remember that this wonderful high quality live recording existed with all the song introductions and everything. And so we decided to do kind of a surprise album drop for Bandcamp Friday, and it was just going to be a small little Bandcamp Friday project last May.
Right.
But the response to it has been amazing. I just got a wonderful review of the album on Americana Highways magazine this morning, and which says really nice things about it. So I'm just kind of blown away by the reaction that I'm getting to an album that was recorded live in Rapid City, South Dakota, of all places, back in 2015.
How did that come about, Rapid City, South Dakota?
Yeah, well, you know, I've been touring for a long time in the USA. I'm actually just about to head over there for another tour in October, November, after I finish the UK tour that includes the Worth Chapel Sheffield gig. I'm going to be heading over to the USA at the start of October and touring right through Thanksgiving and flying back on Thanksgiving Day, which I find is always a good day for a flight, you know, nice and quiet.
Yeah.
But anyway, so yeah, when I'm touring in the US, I kind of, you know, I'll book anchor gigs in kind of music venues and places that do music series. A lot of Unitarian churches do music series. I play a lot of those, and, you know, community centers, art centers, theaters. But it's a big country. And so I've got to get from place to place, and I can't be just gigging on weekends. So what I do, I look at the map and see where I'm going to be between a couple of weekend dates. And I contact libraries in those places, and a lot of libraries. I mean, unfortunately, these are tough times for libraries at the moment, both in the UK and in the USA. And I really hope that changes, because they're wonderful, wonderful community resources. And a lot of libraries would still, fortunately, have budgets for community entertainment events, getting the community involved with free events that are free and open to the public, to get people into libraries and, you know, give them something to do of a Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday evening at, you know, 5 or 6 in the evening is usually when these library shows are on. Some of them on afternoons as well, and it's just a free 1 hour concert for the community. But it's great for me because I can do, you know, I have a gig on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or a Thursday night when I might not be doing anything otherwise, and I get paid for it. Maybe not as well as I get paid for the weekend dates, but I get paid, and sometimes they can provide hotel accommodation as part of the deal. And it's just great because it gets me in front of an audience that maybe has never heard of me, but they'll go along to the library because it's free, and what the heck, they might actually enjoy it, you know? and often they do, and often they buy CDs, and often they become lifelong fans and follow me on social media and contribute to my crowdfunders and come see me at other venues later. So it's kind of a win-win.
Sounds like a good deal.
Yeah, that was brilliant.
I see you've worked with Aerosmith. Wendy Aerosmith, that is.
I was like, what? Yeah, Wendy Aerosmith. What? I was going to go, whoa. I've had some odd collaborations, but not that particular one. But, you know, Wendy, she's wonderful. She's based up in Yorkshire, and she asked me to sing backing vocals on one of her albums. I love it when people do that. I've sung backing vocals on albums for a few artists, and I did actually do one collaboration on a whole album with a bona fide pop star, the wonderful Zoe. She had a big hit single in the UK back in the early 90s called Sunshine on a Rainy Day. And she and I did a whole album of songs that we had co-written under the band name Mama. There's actually one of them on that Walking Into White, one of the tracks from that album on the Walking Into White Live in Rapid City album. And I'm singing it on my current tour. It's called Crow Coyote Buffalo. It's the title track of the album that Zoe and I made together. And on the Mama album, Zoe does all the lead vocals and I'm doing backing vocals for the most part, except on one song, but not that one. But anyway, at that Rapid City concert, I actually performed that title track from the Mama album live, and that's one of a few bonus tracks that are on the Live in Rapid City album that were from the second half of the concert when I was doing other stuff, not just the Walking Into White album. Mm-hmm. And good reaction to that too.
Well, Sarah, is there anything you else you'd like to tell us before we sign off?
Well, if your listeners want to go to my website, there's tons and tons of live performance video on there. My St. Burien Sessions album, we recorded live in a beautiful church up the road from me in West Cornwall. And the whole album was filmed by a small film crew as it was being recorded live. So you can actually watch the whole album performed live from start to finish on my website. And the website is sarahmcquaid.com. That's SarahMcquaid.com. And if you go to the tour page, you'll find information and ticket li links for all of the shows on the tour, including the Worth Chapel in Sheffield. So do have a look and check it out if you get the chance. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Dale, for having me on your program. It's lovely to speak to you.
Well, it's been a pleasure to speak to you. And I just want to remind people that the Sheffield gig is on Monday, September 15th, 7:30 at the Samuel Worth Chapel in the Gatehouse in Cemetery Avenue in the cemetery. So that you don't be confused by the fact that you're walking into a cemetery for the gig.
The sweetness of the berry doesn't take away the pain of the briar when it stabs you in the hand, but the power of your craving for the fruit among the thorns is driving you to risk another chance. Sweetness and pain, summer sun and autumn rain. The bramble does not seek to harm, it merely seeks to live. It ensures without malice or intention. There's no question of forgiveness, no apology, no pardon for minor wounds to numerous dimensions. Sweetness and pain, winter winds return again. Sharp black thorns concealed and smoothed by softly falling snow, drops of blood like bright red flowers. This hurt will pass, just let it go. Sweetness and pain, shake it off and start again. I didn't know that kiss was coming. I guess I could have started running. Soon as I saw what you were thinking, it serves me right. I shouldn't have been drinking, but anyway, you did. So let's consider, what are we gonna do about it? This little thing that you and me have started. Tonight is not enough. I might just fall in love with you. What are we gonna do? Say
that this was unexpected. If you hadn't kissed me, I'd regret it. 'Cause when you leaned my way, I couldn't turn my face from you. What are we gonna do? This could be the end of something dangerous too. But right now it's all new. I don't know what way are we gonna do? What are we gonna do about it? This little thing that you and me have started. Tonight is not enough. Am I just
Sarah McQuaid, who's going to be here in Sheffield on next Monday at the Samuel Worth Chapel, at which is in the Sheffield Cemetery. It starts at 7:30, and I think you can, well, there's several possibilities, I guess, for getting tickets. Maybe look up Samuel Worth Chapel, or I think it's the Nether Edge Festival, something like that. But anyway, I'm sure if you look up Sarah McQuaid, you can find how to get tickets on her website, too. It's Sarah, S-A-R-A-H-M-C-Q-U-A-I-D, Sarah McQuaid. And I'm going to be there. I'm looking forward to it. She's a really good singer. Anyway, I've done my promo now. I just was enthused by her singing. So, yeah, we're going to have Living Stone by the Sierra Leone Refugee All-Stars. Hey Ya by the Vitamin String Quartet. It's not a sung version, but just an instrumental. And Take Me Coco by Zap Mama. So that's what's coming up now. I hope you enjoy it, because I sure do.
Them a stepping stone. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone. We are the living stone. Some of them a stepping stone. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone. Thank you. stepping stone. We are the cornerstone. We are the rolling stone. Na 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 na. I wake up in the morning. I look in my children's faces. The tears are running from their eyes. They're looking for a safe.
J't'aime, toi coucou, toi coucou, j't'aime, 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 toi coucou, toi coucou. J't'aime, toi coucou, toi coucou, j't'aime, 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 toi coucou, toi coucou. J't'aime, toi coucou, toi coucou, j't'aime,
j't'aime,
toi coucou,
toi coucou. Tu te dis,
toi coucou, j't'aime, j't'aime,
j't'aime,
toi coucou, toi coucou. Toi coucou,
tu te dis,
j't'aime, j't'aime, toi coucou, toi coucou. J't'aime, j't'aime,
j't'aime,
toi coucou, toi coucou.
Tu te dis,
j't'aime, 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 toi coucou, j't'aime, j't'aime, j't'aime,
toi coucou,
toi coucou.
Tu te dis,
j't'aime, 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 toi coucou.
Tu dis,
j't'aime, toi coucou, toi coucou.
T'es coucou, coucou, t'es, t'es, t'es. Éon, éon. T'es coucou, coucou, t'es, t'es, t'es. T'es coucou, coucou, t'es, t'es, t'es. Éon, éon. T'es coucou, coucou, t'es, t'es, t'es. T'es coucou, coucou, t'es, t'es, t'es.
Every time I heard
t'es coucou, coucou, t'es, t'es.
That you want to leave me.
T'es coucou, coucou, t'es, t'es.
I guess that's Takoko, not Take Me Coco. Well, I didn't listen carefully when I was planning. Hey-yo, hey-ya, before that, with the Vitamin String Quartet. And yeah, nice instrumental that they do. And let's see what else. We had one more track, and that was Living Stone by by Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. Yeah, that's who it was by. I think I'm not loud enough, so I'm going to turn up my mic a little bit. Yeah, that's a little better. Yeah, you should be able to hear me now. Yeah, in case you didn't before. All right, so on we go with Where Do You Go by Sister Hazel and The Battle by Colby Kellett. the song of the gray plover bird, and As I Roved Out by Kate Rusby. Yeah, so that's what we're hearing next. Hey, I hear Trump's coming to town. Boo, boo, boo. Well, not this town, but to this country. Wow. I don't have words right now.
I can barely start to even wrap my head around it. Waters rise around us, sinking ships around us. Can't believe she even found a way inside to drown us. I'm not quite sure anymore what's next, or if there's anything left for us. What will we find inside? Yeah, we both know it's all just washed away. Where do you go and what do you do? All you have left is hanging on you. Where do you go and what do you do when you lose everything you ever knew? Into it, shoot a cannon through it, spill it all and hope you find a way to make it through it. It's down is up and up is down, and love lies dying on the ground. You find the line that's in the sand and figure out who drew it. I'm not quite sure anymore what's next, or if there's anything left. For us, what will we find inside of the wreck? Yeah, we both know it's all just washed away. Where do you go and what do you do? Think about it, I can barely start to even wrap my head around it. Cause down is up and up is down, and love lies dying on the ground. Find the line that's in the sand and figure out the truth. Where do you go? What do you do? All you have left is hanging on.
Thank you all very much.
You gone by. Now you're asking me to listen well and tell me about everything.
As I roved out on a fine May morning to view the meadows and flowers gay, oh, who should I spy but my own true lover, as she sat by yon willow tree. I took off my hat and I did salute her. I did salute her most courageously. As she turned around, the tears fell from her, saying, "False young man, you've deluded me." And diamond ring I behold I gave to you. A diamond ring to wear on your right hand. But the vows you made, love, you went and broke them. And you are the lassie who has the land.
Kate Rusby with As I Roved Out. And before that, we heard the song of the bird, the great plover. And preceding that was Battle by Colby Kellett. She's growing on me more and more because I hear songs I can't remember hearing by her and think, oh, that's pretty good. And before that, we heard Where Do You Go by Sister Hazel. And we're going to end up with two tracks that are fairly long. Fields of Gold by Ava, the late, great Ava Cassidy, and Actium by Aphex Twin. That'll take us to the end of this hour of the show. Then we'll start the second hour. Anyway, here goes.
You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold.
walking fields of gold.
You're listening to Actium by Aphex Twin, and before that we start off with Fields of Gold by Ava Cassidy. This is Dale Lefebvre for the Max Chance Show, and I'll be back for the second hour in a few minutes.